not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show.
Yozalot is officially in the building, baby. Site 9, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Mookie Mel Show. Brought to you by yours truly, Mookie Mel. I want to say thank you to everyone for coming, committing their time. I want to thank everyone again for already having open ears and willingness to listen. We got a great episode in the cooks. I got a great guest. I got a familiar guest. I wanna start the show today saying a few things. First, I wanna say we appreciate all the growth, all the feedback, and everything to come. I'm thankful for what I don't even know is about to come for this show. So thank y'all for bearing with me. For my new viewers, thank you. For my old ones, thank you. You guys have really, you know, noticed and experienced a lot of the growth process amongst Jigga Man and I. And it's exciting. It's very exciting. So that's first. Second, I want to say we're well aware of the holidays. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year's, all that. And with that being said, Jay and I are going to take a little break during December 17th and 24th. So we're not necessarily not going to be working, because we'll be working, but we just won't be releasing a show. Also, since we won't be releasing a show, we'll be doing something called Season Specials, SS. And we're either going to have just one short topic, similar to what Jigga Man did for Thanksgiving, or we'll kind of run with some recommendations, questions, or even topics that viewers would like to listen to. Now, directly correlating to that, I want to say we're going to be very active on our social media pages. Please follow us on Facebook, The Mookie Mel Show. Follow us on Instagram, Mookie Melville. We're going to be very active amongst those during our little 2-week hiatus for everyone to enjoy their holidays, their loved ones, and really just have a moment to gather your thoughts. We feel that it's important for, you know, our viewers and ourselves to enjoy the holidays and time with our loved ones. So that's what we're going to do. And finally, this is big news, y'all. This is big, big news. A few weeks ago, we mentioned our PayPal, which is on the Podomatic link. And I kind of dropped the ball in terms of clarification and just really where the PayPal link is. We're going to clear that all up at the end of the show. But that's not the big, big, big boy news. The big news is that we also have an anonymous donor willing to match up to $500 until the new year. Yes, every dollar they will match up to $500 until the new year. So if y'all are in the holiday spirit or want to give or find a little cash or even enjoy our show, please follow the link at the end of the show, which I'll give further instructions to. But they're only going to do that until the end of this year. So we're really trying to make a big push in terms of, you know, trying to meet some of our financial and podcast goals where we want to go with the show. But, you know, we don't really want to harp on this too much. Jigga Man wasn't even comfortable bringing it up initially, but the microphones, the interface, and this, that, you know, y'all get it. It's tough, but I'm not going to harp on that too much. But I'm super excited that I have a donor, a listener that really believes this much into the show. You know, I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words, so that's phenomenal. I'm very excited. But let's jump into the show. So, like I was saying, we have a very special guest today. I'm going to be joined by someone whom I said you all are familiar with. I think you all will love this person. I'm not even honestly going to introduce them. I'm just going to let them jump in. But today we're going to be talking about adulting. Let's jump right into S1 with social.
Wait. We're talking about adulting?
Yeah, Jigman. We're talking about adulting, man. So let's run with it. But honestly, bro, we went to prep school together and this, that, and we kind of witnessed each other grow up. And, you know, now our mindset's so different. But what would you say, like, your top three priorities would be at the age of 16?
At the age of 16, I would say they were probably music, girls, and clothes. Music, just because I was always on Hot New Hip Hop and Dat Piff and other websites trying to find out the newest guy. And I was also starting to create my own music. And girls is just because I was always in some sort of fling or something. I was always trying to start one. And clothes, just because that was when like skinny jeans started getting hot and I was really on that wave and I was, you know, just trying to look fresh and all this. So, Miles, let me turn that actually back on you. What were your top three priorities at the age of 16?
For myself, I'd have to say, I definitely would have to say basketball was my number one priority at 16. Basketball was everything to me at that age. I loved basketball. And then two definitely would be girls. Other than basketball, at 16, I was definitely focused on girls. Not even to the point I was trying to get all these girls' numbers or this, that, but I more or less was just trying to entertain, like, make them laugh. I was a people person, so that would definitely be two. Then at three, I'd probably say, like, sneakers. I was low-key a sneakerhead. Low-key. I know a lot of serious sneakerheads to this day, and even at 16, but low-key, I was into my shoes.
Yeah, I get that, man. I get that. We have similar priorities, but I had the music, you had the basketball. So what are your priorities now at the age of 24? What are your top three?
At 24 now, man, my priorities have changed drastically. One, I definitely would say is my family. That's definitely my number one priority, whether it's my immediate family, my extended family. Two is Luna. I mean, she should be considered my family, but she's just a separate obligation. It's like a child almost. You know, I walk her every day. I feed her. And then for those of y'all who don't know, Luna is my dog. But I love my dog. If anyone that knows me, then three, I would definitely say is my friends, my relationships. You know, and I guess I should say relationships, because that's just in general, just how I carry myself, the new people I meet, the impressions I make to my friends. I want to make sure that although we may not talk every day or see each other frequently, but when we see each other, we pick up where we left off. You know, when we do reach out to each other, we still have a connection. And that's important to me now at 24. It's, you know, what I said earlier, basketball, girls, and sneakers. I can't remember the last time I bought a new pair of sneakers. Like, it's different.
I agree with you on that, Mook. Things are a lot different now. I would say for me at the age of 23, my priorities are today. Number one would be family, including immediate and extended. I see my family all the time, and we always keep in contact. And even my grandmother out in Baltimore, I see her at least twice a year. Number two is friends. So pretty much in the same breath that Miles is using, my friendships are really important to me, and I always try to keep in touch with all my friends. And the same way Miles said, when you get on the phone with them, you want it to, you know, to not skip a beat. And that's how I am with pretty much all my friends. And then three for me would be work/the podcast. And I only put the podcast and work together because they both take effort. And I guess that's what I really mean. So one, family, two, friends, and then three, work, you know, just my professional life and my career path slash the podcast. Because, you know, I do put a good chunk of hours into the podcast every week. And I do it because I love it. So, yeah, those are my three.
So, Jay, what do you think caused the change for you between the age of 16 to 23 in terms of your mental or your perspective on what should be considered priorities?
I would say it's 100% the experiences I've been through in the different environments I've lived in since I was 16, you know, since I got out of high school. Because let's be real, you know, when I was in high school, I had a 99% of the time stable environment. And then, you know, once I got out of high school, it was different. I'll get into it a bit later, but I didn't have a clear-cut journey, high school, college, job. It was a bit different for me. And so trying to find my own path definitely made me cherish and value certain things differently. Now I'm going to flip it back on you again, brother. What made you change up your priorities? What was the real cause of it over the years?
I would say a few things, you know, caused a change in my priorities. And it's funny because priorities is one of those things that's relative. Like, everyone will have different priorities no matter your age, no matter who you are. No two people necessarily will have the same priorities. It's like saying someone's rich. That's relative. If you're from money, you'll understand money. But I'm just going to stick with the three priorities we were talking about. I said basketball, girls, and sneakers. And man, my perspective as I got older, understanding basketball's a tool, quote unquote, not necessarily determining who I am as a person. In terms of girls, you know, it was more quality over quantity. And, you know, as a young male, you don't necessarily think about that. You don't need attention from everyone. And then three, what I say, sneakers. We all, as a society, fall victim to this in terms of items, in terms of, you know, almost false idolatry of thinking that items determine value. Obviously, you know, to some extent, that still plays a factor in my life. But especially at 16, man, sometimes you give them money you don't even have for shoes. Like, you got to chill, kid. Buy some ice cream.
I feel you, man. Miles, I also wanted to ask you about mental growth and the role that plays in our priorities changing throughout the years.
Honestly, Jay, I think, you know, all of our changes also comes with mental growth, because we could still grow older in age and still find these things to be priorities. What good would it do moving forward if it's going the wrong direction? It necessarily is pointless, you know, and I think a lot of things that come along with mental growth and understanding are not limiting your mental to your location. I think it's easy to remain in the same mental when you're around the same people in the same location. And that's tough to try to expand and try to think differently while physically remaining in the same spot. Then also, you know, understanding that wisdom doesn't necessarily come with age, but maturity. I know guys at the age of, Malcolm Mann at the age of 12 was one of the wisest people I knew. And it's crazy when you do come across someone that is just wise, it will resonate with you differently. My final thing in terms of mental growth is understanding that everyone's experience is an opportunity. And that can be however you want to take it, positive things, negative things. You have to understand that everyone's perspective and perception of reality is different. So Jigga, in terms of your mental growth, honestly, when would you say is the first time you made yourself uncomfortable intentionally?
I would say the first time that happened was definitely when I decided to enlist in the military. I had just finished my freshman year at Rider University, and I wasn't doing so hot. And it was the Marines, so I knew it was going to be extra hard. So that was definitely the first time. And it, you know, helped me become a man. It helped me become who I am today. So I'm definitely proud of that decision, and I'm definitely proud of graduating boot camp and, you know, making it through.
You know what bothers me for real?
Nah, what's up? Tell the people.
Kind of how, like, the word adult sometimes becomes interchangeable with man or woman. And I think the biggest difference in terms of an adult versus a man or woman is, one, you know, the mentality of an adult versus the age of a man or a woman. You become a man or a woman at the age of 18. Mentally, you can become an adult at the age of whenever you develop that mental growth, that mental capacity. That kind of brings me to my next point. You know, an adult will do what they need to versus a child or a man or a woman doing what they want to. In terms of whatever a want versus a need is, like, I may not want to walk Luna, but I know I need to. And that's just on a minor scale. It's a world of difference.
Yeah, I feel that, man. You know, an adult handles his or her business. And I think that's a big key factor there. Adults handle their stuff. They handle their own stuff and they handle their business. Something that bothers me, bro, is how people around our age, you know, like 23, 24, 25, young people like us, and this actually ties into adulting, it is a continual process. And a lot of young people like us think, oh, well, I'm an adult, I'm grown, I'm already here. And that's not the case. It's a continual process. You're learning every day. And I think you're not even, like, your brain's not even fully developed until you're, like, 26, or I think it's even later, late 20s. So I think that's something we should really keep in mind. Don't ever think once that you already have it all figured out, because you're still going to learn. There's still going to be mistakes that you're going to make. And this adulting process really is something that continues probably until your 30s. And I'm sure it's different for everyone, but that's something I wanted to drive in there.
Hey, Jay, you had some real good points there, but let me do a little talking, man. This is my show. Let's jump into S2, ladies and gentlemen, in sports. As an adult and as I grew older and had a different mental, my perception on sports became different. And what I really want to harp on in terms of sports for me as I began to adult was perception is reality. And, you know, I'll kind of take you all through kind of what my personal experience of sports and basketball specifically was. I played in prep school. I was a premier basketball player in the country. I didn't necessarily take my grades too seriously. Just point blank, you heard my priorities earlier at the age of 16, and they weren't in them. I just didn't necessarily care about my grade. My main focus was basketball, and although I had a phenomenal coach who really harped grades and tried to necessarily tell me at the time that basketball won't last forever, you know, at the age of 16, who really listens? But nevertheless, he always harped on how it was a tool and can take you places, but don't let it use you. I played basketball in college at a mid-major school, and my perspective on the game and my reality had really changed. And like I said, you know, perception is reality. And at this point, basketball was a job, and, you know, people underestimate what it takes to truly be a Division I athlete. It's similar to a tattoo. No matter what I tell you, no matter how great of a picture I can paint in your mind, you won't get what getting a tattoo feels like until you go through it. And that's the same thing as being a Division I or even a college athlete. No matter what anyone tells you, you won't necessarily get it. But I hated playing basketball at this point. Mentally, physically, it was terrible. Just left a bitter taste in my mouth about it. So, and I kind of came to an understanding for me personally, you know, what was really worthy of my time? What did I want to spend my time doing? And at that point, I kind of made a decision. I'm like, I can't stand basketball. I hate it. So I transferred schools and I went to Northeastern. I didn't play basketball anymore and I loved it. And then finally, after not playing so long, I didn't want to play because I was just kind of bitter with an object. I was bitter with the game of basketball, believe it or not. As I said, it left a bitter taste in my mouth and I just didn't want to play anymore. And I think that took a lot of maturity for me, one, to eventually come to the understanding of how hard it is to argue with an object. But two, you know, basketball never took from me. It only brought. And it was for me to understand what my perception on reality was with this object and where it was bringing me and what it brought to my life. And now, you know, I could play basketball sparingly. I enjoy it. I love it. I'm still a phenomenal player. Anybody want to check me out? But no, I come to grips with basketball and I love it. But that was a big part of adulting for me, was understanding that everything may not go as intended, but everything happens for a reason. Let's jump into S3 and scholars. Jigga, how would you say your perception on education has changed from 16 versus now in your life?
Man, I would say my perception on education has changed drastically since when I was that age. Because pretty much all throughout my adolescence, preteens, in high school, I thought it was going to be a very clear-cut journey. I thought it was going to be high school, college, and then a job in some type of urban city. And that is far from what happened. I already spoke on it earlier, but you know, I tried college and it didn't work out. And so I enlisted in the military. And then upon being discharged, I was offered an opportunity at my father's company. And I've taken full advantage of that. And now I love my full-time position. And I'm very happy with where I am. And I'm happy living in Northern California. But me being here now just goes to show how misinformed and naive I was in high school. Because I thought I needed that college degree to be happy. I thought I needed that degree to have any sort of success in life. And so I'm really just, I proved myself wrong. And, you know, now I look at a degree as a tool, something that's helpful. I don't look at it as a must. And it also, me not having a degree also still keeps me hungry because I know it's in my future and I'm going back to school next semester. And I know I can still achieve that. So that's how I look at it differently now. So Miles, I want to ask you the same question. But as an adult man with a degree, how do you look at education differently now?
As an adult with a degree, I would say I have a different perspective in terms of scholars and further pursuing knowledge. I think, you know, once you do achieve said degree, I think a lot of people whom are no longer seeking degrees or higher education kind of let their mind and their mental come to a standstill. For the most part, you know, Americans don't read too much. And I think that's, as sad as it's to say, kind of a lost art. And I think people should begin to read more. I think people should begin to not only read more, but read things they don't want to or necessarily find interesting, because that's where the growth comes from. You know, obviously we didn't like every class or subject we ever took, but you remember those classes you didn't like for a reason, and for majority of the time you still learned something. So I think that's what I continue to challenge myself with, you know, not only to read more, but to try to read things I'm not even interested in. And I think that is growth, because, you know, as we said earlier, it's intentionally making yourself uncomfortable. It's trying to go that extra mile to make yourself live. Like, you don't live until you become uncomfortable. And that's honestly the core of knowledge. Knowledge is seeking wisdom that is unknown. And it's, we naturally fear the unknown as humans. Boop, boop, boop. This is a public service announcement. Psych, nah. Thank y'all for listening to the show. We greatly appreciate it. Another phenomenal episode. Thank you, Jigga Man, for being that man. I appreciate it, my friend. You're always phenomenal. This adulting episode was great because Jay and I grew up together. You know, we went to high school together. So to know each other from then and now, and now to then and to the future, is powerful in itself. And it's awesome that we can push and challenge each other, not only, you know, when I was busting them up playing basketball, but also mentally. But I do want to speak on the PayPal. So listen, everyone or anyone who is feeling generous and would like to give anything, we are honestly grateful for anything, small, large. Everything is a blessing and we're extremely grateful. So first of all, this needs to be done through a Safari browser, Firefox, any type of browser, web browser. This needs to be done on the internet. You cannot do this through the Podomatic app. Repeat, you cannot donate to the PayPal through the Podomatic app. Go to your web browser, go to the URL, wherever you type in the website, type in the Mookie Mel Show, all one word, .podomatic, PODOMATIC.com. Okay, so go to the Mookie Mel Show.podomatic.com. Then scroll to where the icon is in the middle of your screen, or your phone, or where your laptop, whatever. To the right of the icon, which is a picture of Boston and me, myself, I, Mook, Mookie Mel, and my two brothers. Phenomenal picture. Jay did that. Anyways, look to the right. You will now see the PayPal icon. Click the PayPal link. Boom. Here, you will see a USD, United States dollar amount. You can there enter to donate to the Mookie Mel Show. Now then, follow the instructions because they may vary depending on if you have a PayPal account or not. But this is how you donate. We would greatly appreciate it. Again, we have a donor who is willing to match up to $500 until the new year. We are trying to meet that, but any dollar counts and we would greatly appreciate anything. Jigga Man, hit the folks with the facts.
Yep, I'm on it. What's up, y'all? You guys already heard me on the episode, so this is gonna be a bit different, this outro. Episode 8, hey, my favorite number, Kobe Bryant. But listen, that was a really fun episode. It was done differently. It was a bit shorter just because it was harder for me and Miles to coordinate. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. It is really powerful, you know, how me and Miles have seen each other grow up, plain and simple. I think it's a good thing. And if any of you guys have high school friends that you still keep in touch with, cherish those friendships because they're important. I won't keep you guys any longer. Go Cowboys. Let's hope we make the playoffs. And have a good week. Hope you enjoy the episode. All right, Mookie Mel Show out.